Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to today's video. What should we do when we have been criticized? Now, no matter how good we are, no matter how talented we are, okay, no matter how skillful we are, we've been criticized and we all will be criticized even in the future, okay? No matter how good things that you do to this society, there are people who are not agree with you, who will see you as someone who's like a bad person. So it's okay to be like that. It's okay for people to not to understand you. So how can we deal with this criticism? Now, when it comes to criticism, there are two types, right? The first type of criticism is the constructive criticism. That means if someone is criticizing you to improve yourself, to make yourself more successful, okay? For someone who is looking for your happiness and for your successfulness, may criticize you for the good. Okay, but there is the other type of criticism, and that is the negative criticism. Okay, people sometimes when they cannot understand you, people when they are jealous of you, they may criticize you to put you down. So how can we deal with it? Now, I found this wonderful story in Buddhism that teaches you something about criticism. In the past, in the Buddha's time, a group of people went to a monastery and they wanted to meet some monks. So first of all, they went to a monk and he was living kind of a silent and very secluded life. He didn't prefer to talk much. So they went to him and they met with him and asked to preach some teachings in Buddhism. But this monk was so silent, so he used to stay silent, maybe talk a few words and didn't give much information, right? So they start to criticize that monk, saying like, this monk is staying silent, why is he doesn't know anything, right? So they start to criticize. And they went to the other monk to meet, and that monk had a good idea and good way of explanations, and he knew about very deep teachings of Buddhism. And that monk explained very deep and profound teachings in Buddhism. So they could not understand that. Then what they did was they started to criticize, oh, he teaches very complex things and we cannot understand anything. Teach us something simple, right? So they criticized that monk as well. Then they went to the next monk and he was using very simple ideas and very simple ways of explanation to them. And he was explaining the Buddhism in a more simpler way, right? Then that group of people start to criticize that monk as well. Oh, he's being always simple and superficial and using these simple things we all can understand. Teach us something complex and teach us something deep. Now, all these three monks was confused, like, why do they do it like this? So they went to meet the Buddha. These three monks went to meet the Buddha and informed this incident. Then the Buddha said, no matter you stay silent, no matter you teach complex stuff or like profound stuff, or no matter you use simple words to speak, you will always be criticized by people. That's the nature of this world. No one has never been criticized in this world. Okay? So that is why we have to understand criticism is something that we all phase in all of our lives. One thing that you have to be okay with is that for people to not to understand you, okay? Not every person can understand you. Not every person can comprehend that what you are doing. As long as you're doing good, as long as you're doing something helpful for yourself and others, then keep on doing it, whether you've been criticized or not. So that is what we have to have. That is the view that we have to have on the criticism. If you are doing something good, keep on doing it. Do not ever stop being a good person and doing good because of people who cannot understand you. Keep that in your mind. Namo Buddhaya.